If you're watching along on video, you can see the 11 Labs Gen FM on 11 Reader tool. You will need to download an iOS app currently to access it and to use it. And apparently there is an Android app coming soon that you'll be able to use as well. So it looks like you will need an Apple device currently. But let's just go ahead and check out a couple of these examples really quick. I'm going to go ahead and turn up the volume so you guys can hear. This apparently is Laura and Mark. So let's hear what this little 17-second clip sounds like.
Okay, so get this. The latest research shows your environment has way more impact on productivity than we thought.
Our environment?
Yeah, that's right. Researchers looked at several studies showing light, noise, and distractions really add up.
Okay, so let's break this down on today's show.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with a special Turkey Day edition of the Daily Digest. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to any of you navigators out there who celebrate. I want to start this episode off by saying I am absolutely thankful for anybody who is listening to this episode and anybody who has listened to any of the AI Marketing Navigator episodes. I truly, truly appreciate that. And like I said, I am thankful for each one of you. Without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into, like I said, not a super stuffed episode, as my turkey was earlier today. Excuse the horrible Thanksgiving Day pun. I heard stuffed and I had to go with it. But today we're going to talk about just a couple things. First is a story that's been all over the AI social media networks and the AI community. And that is the recent leak of OpenAI's video generation model, Sora. So if you've been listening to this show or paying attention in the AI community at all on social media, on X, and the internet, you've likely heard about Sora from OpenAI. It's the long discussed Sora video generation model that's basically been in hiding for months. Well, it turns out that there were early beta testers who were given access to this model, and a group of them, essentially a protest group of them, I guess you would call them, essentially protesting the way that OpenAI has been taking advantage of creators and artists in the training of their models with this beta release in particular. They went ahead and leaked the beta on Hugging Face a couple of days ago. It's already been taken down by OpenAI, so don't even bother trying to find it. But the drama has already started to settle down a little bit. But the question is, were the results that we saw in this early leak from these early outputs that were able to be generated as high quality as we would expect with all this hype and the waiting with Sora? Some say yes, some say no. But you can actually check out some of the results in an X thread from Rowan Chang at therundown.ai. He discusses this leak a little bit, and he has a little demo video in the thread that was allegedly created by this Sora AI model that was released. Once again, for now, we are left wondering when or if we will get access to OpenAI's video gen model. It's yet to be determined if this leak has necessarily accelerated that timeline or delayed it. We shall see. Okay, this next update is for any of you Claude AI users out there like me. This is an awesome feature that was recently added by Claude that's going to allow you to choose a style, essentially a writing style, for your outputs. They have some pre-designed styles for you to use. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again for anybody who's watching along. You can see now the Claude AI interface, and right here you have an option to choose a style. And you can see that you have the normal option, the default response from Claude, but you also have concise, you have explanatory, you have formal, and then you see one here called the AI Marketing Navigator. And this is the part I love about this tool, this feature. You can create and edit your own styles. So what you can do is upload a bunch of writing examples or content examples, and the model is going to go ahead and recreate that or emulate that style, the style of your content. I was able to upload the 150 plus transcripts from our AI Marketing Navigator episodes, and that's how this style, the AI Marketing Navigator, was created. And I've started using it for the social summaries of our episodes, and I really like it quite a lot. It does make the content much better, in my opinion, and I definitely have to do less rewriting and editing. So definitely check out the style feature if you use Claude AI. If you do not use Claude AI, this is just another reason to hop over and consider checking them out. Okay, and then the final thing I wanted to talk about today was a new feature from 11labs.io, one of my favorite AI tools and companies, and definitely one of the leaders in AI voice. We've talked about 11 Labs in quite a few episodes, and now they've released a new feature called Gen FM, and this is a direct competitor to Notebook LM. I think they saw the huge rise in viral popularity of that tool and all the use cases, and they hopped right on board. So what you're going to be able to do with GenFM is upload your content, whether it's a link or a document or a PDF, to the tool. And on 11 Reader, as it's called, is going to create a conversational podcast, essentially, with two hosts or two voices discussing... Cut here. Essentially, with two hosts or two voices discussing your topic. And so they actually have a few demos of a couple of these AI hosts or AI voices hosting a conversation. If you're watching along on video, you can see the 11 Labs GenFM on 11 Reader tool. You will need to download an iOS app currently to access it and to use it. And apparently there is an Android app coming soon that you'll be able to use as well. So it looks like you will need an Apple device currently. But let's just go ahead and check out a couple of these examples really quick. I'm going to go ahead and turn up the volume so you guys can hear. This apparently is Laura and Mark. So let's hear what this little 17-second clip sounds like.
Okay, so get this. The latest research shows your environment has way more impact on productivity than we thought.
Our environment?
Yeah, that's right. Researchers looked at several studies showing light, noise, and distractions really add up.
Okay, so let's break this down on today's show.
Okay, so that doesn't sound too bad. Maybe I'm a little bit biased because I was so impressed by Notebook LM when we first talked about that tool, but I think it sounded a little more natural and a little more... The flow was a little bit better on Notebook LM, but again, maybe that's my bias. But let's go ahead and listen to one more example of the GenFM tool on 11 Reader. Okay, so we got a voice with an accent there, and they happen to talk about one of my, probably my favorite Christmas story. I watch every version of A Christmas Carol every year. You can ask my wife about that. Actually, we're gonna do an interview with my wife on an upcoming episode in this train of interviews that we got going, and I'm super excited. I think that'll be a fun episode for everybody to listen to. But anyway... So again, this is the GenFM tool on 11 Reader. If you're using Notebook LM for just, you know, yourself study or for content creation, consider checking out the GenFM tool as well. Okay, that does it for today's episode. Again, I am truly grateful for anybody listening to the show. If you enjoyed it or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.